7:41, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. I'm going to call the second part to this meeting to order. The purpose of this is to open back up the privilege of the floor to continue the conversation we started with Natalie Delpy and Michael Peon. Present is Marilyn Prue, Ellis Merchant, and myself, Gina Lyon. So again, sorry about that, but thank you for being flexible.
And actually, clarifying question, Michael is not a village resident. He owns land approximately in the village, but is unable to vote on this bond because he is not a village resident, so we're not sure if he can speak at this meeting or not.
It's
because
public.
He's not, okay.
No, you're absolutely fine. Yes.
So I've done what I think is extensive research looking into both the case law around incidents such as this, specifically in Vermont, but also looking at Barton's Municipal Development Plan and the language that is used in that plan to address municipal water and sewer. So I just want to kind of address those as I see fit. So in Barton's Municipal Development Plan, it states that land outside the village limits is not currently legally eligible for access to municipal water and sewer. Now that came from the older version of 2008's adopted municipal plan on page 15. I recognize it's been updated since then. And so the new version adopted in 2018 says that homes and public buildings outside of the village of Orleans and the village of Barton utilize on-site water supply systems. So that implies that if you have to use your own water supply systems, then you wouldn't be eligible to pay a bond on something because it's outside of those village limits, is how it's stated. There's also a question if the bond is to all taxable properties within the village limits. Because the way that the warning was noted, it includes that there's a water and wastewater bond to address capital debt, repair, upgrade, but it doesn't specifically say in this warning that was posted whether, which properties, will be taxed or liable to be assessed, and whether or not it's a general obligation bond or a special assessments. And special assessments in particular have different legal obligations. So special assessments have to provide a benefit of service. So in Rutland recently, within the past couple decades, there was a case that was brought before the court. I'm just trying to scroll to where I highlighted it. I apologize for the delay. That basically it was a special assessment bond that was brought before the voters, and they proved that it didn't add benefit or service, and so therefore they voted in favor of the landowner. So this was in downtown Rutland. The municipality levied a special assessment bond tied to improvements, which is very much like what we're doing. Whether or not it's labeled a special assessment, we don't know because the notice didn't imply either one. So the courts looked for benefit to the properties assessed in compliance with statutory procedure. The assessment without benefit or without statutory authority was struck down. So that was here in Vermont.
Now, do you know if that pertained to that parcel being in like a limit of where that was supposed to be charged? Like, were they in the circle of where that was supposed to be charged and they said, no, you don't have to? Or did it say?
Basically, it was a similar situation that we were in. They were outside of the village facilities, the water or their sewer. And they were all of a sudden assessed a tax, if you want to call it, to help pay for a bond. And like us, we're challenging that. I'm challenging a lot of it. Number one, after doing a little research on town and maps, I went to the state of Vermont, and when the interstate was put through, all recorded pins for the village are gone. And digging a little further, there was a property across from the fairgrounds. It's all gone now because of the interstate. That property was always taxed as the town of Barton. I own that property now. It was never taxed as village. And basically, looking at the map that they've got, that line, there's an old town road that goes up between the maple trees on the road. To the far left of that was the village line, which is basically the state fence that the interstate took.
And how does her property, does she boundary up to the fence?
Right to the fence. As I'm trying to say, we've never questioned it because, hey, you're going to pay tax to the town and you're going to pay tax to the village. It should equal out just about the same if it was just all town.
Right.
I don't want to get no pissing match like my brother went through. I mean, we're reasonable people. You know, I hopefully we don't have to go to the other route. I don't know.
For us, like, we just, the grand list is made up, and that's at the town level.
Right.
And they just tell us what is in our village limits and what isn't. Not saying that it's right, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but that's all we have to go by. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, for us to change anything, it wouldn't be at our level. But it would have to be at the
town. We've always been exempt for the main reason, we have no access. And to
but
put access up through there, it would cost the village a small fortune to run a pipe up through there. Because they're going to have to come from both sides. To bore under the interstate.
This had been a conversation that through the years has happened. And a lot of the auditors said, can't believe you're picking and choosing who gets to pay on general obligation bonds. So we're like, well, maybe we should look into it. And that's what we did. And we have all the bonds that we have are looked into, and they are general obligation bonds. And at that time, it's like the lawyers say, no, even if they don't have the service, can't get the service, it's part of...
We question that.
So that's the advice that we got.
Right.
And just on another legal level, if you have people who are residents of Barton but not of the village, and we're requesting that this is voted on, how can we tax people on something that they can't vote on? Isn't that taxation without representation? So people would potentially vote it down.
The Barton town people aren't taxed on it. It's just the village.
Right, but we have a situation here where their village...
I own the land.
It's because the land's within the village. I understand.
But I can't vote.
Well, that happens for any town that you don't live in.
That's just like a seasonal resident that owns a camp. That's not their residence.
I'm not disagreeing with the law. I'm just saying there's no way for me to really protest it except through courts.
Yep, right.
I don't want to go that way. If you,
There's
no way, even if you look at the maps, that shows that property is in the village. We've paid the tax. We haven't questioned it. But if we have to question it, I'm going to ask for my tax money back. And it's many a years of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, I don't want to do that.
Now, is there any way that you have it surveyed or... to find out where that limit or that line is anymore? I mean, how would that be? How would that...
Like
be?
I say, Chipper, though, but it's done at the town level.
Yeah, but I mean,
and
they would have to go through the town to get...
Yes,
to
get
fight
stuff
that
changed.
Line.
I suggest you go look at the town map. It's pretty clear that that is not in the town.
Well,
mm-hmm.
then the grand list that the grand list they provide to us then is not accurate. Okay. We get it from them.
I agree. I mean, I'm just saying this to be open.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Should, now, I wonder, have you guys gone to the town yet? And and what did they say to you? You're a village resident or not?
Right now, I'm considered a village resident. And Kristen and I have spoken at length multiple times.
Because that's where, in order for it to change, I believe, you That's guys got to fight with them to try, because if what Mike's saying, you're not in that village line,
right.
They need to take you, list. They need to do it at their level to take and say, okay, you're not now a village resident because of where that line goes. It's up to them to tell us, I guess, on where
right,
that
that's,
line.
Yeah, it's totally done at the town level, and they give us, you know, how much the property within each village is, and that's what we go by. But it's done at that level.
Okay. Because I spoke to Kristen even just this morning, just because I've been in contact with Emily, and she had sent me road maps, and I had spoken to Gina last week, and you had graciously sent over the village outlines as well. And Kristen said, no, the survey's never been done. There is no official survey on record. So I just feel like...
Then I'd be anxious to know how are they creating their grand list.
Right.
Right. Yeah. We don't.
And because we are all now, we're
way
already...
before the interstate went through. And when that interstate went through, they lost all markers. I mean, in Roger's case, they were going by a culvert that was in...
Well,
exactly.
In the charter, I think
it has...
Right.
In our village charter, it has... this and this and this and this. And
I can show you one point.
Okay.
And then it goes.
Right. Right.
If it was a surveyor, it's that fence. Right. That the state
but by all means, if this gets brought up and at the town level and you're not part of the village, then we'll deal with it at that time.
Right.
I will reach back out to Kristen.
Yeah, you really, I think that's your next go-to right now at this point.
But I still question how you can be taxed on something you have no access to.
We had wondered it too, but
the
lawyers have
all
said...
All these years.
Well, it's not really being exempt, it's just that it wasn't done correctly all these years, because I'm in the same boat.
But you're in the village.
I am.
You are
you
too.
You could have gone under
by
the
law, you
well,
mean by
I
the maps,
the property
you are in the village.
From what
from
intent.
We know.
As I'm trying to say, as hard as it may be, you had access to water sewer. Do you have this village water?
No.
No, you have nothing.
I have nothing.
But you have access to it if you want to pay enough money to get it there.
I don't know because I was at the original property, whatever. I'm just
we
going...
We have no access to it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It would cost the village a small fortune to get it up there. You'd have to come both ways, by Roaring Brook Road and by Breezy Hill Road, bore under the interstate, which is it's beyond expensive. It would help me out. Now all of a sudden I've got a whole slew of marketable building lots.
Okay.
But.
And I would just say that it is a bit counterintuitive to what the Barton Municipal Plan says. If we're indicating that anything outside of the village has on-site water supply systems, meaning that they are drilling wells and providing their own wastewater, that would be considered on-site. The language says then that they are outside the village. So that's in contradiction to what we're saying right now, and yet that's written in the 2018. So that was even the updated version. The first version said, if you're outside the limits of either Orleans or Barton Village, you are not currently legally eligible for access municipal sewer and water. Now it's saying if you're outside of the village.
Right, but what we're saying is, as far as we know, you're in the village.
Based on
but,
the grand list.
But, right.
But we have no access.
Right, and so that contradicts what's written here. This is
that.
That
is the town plan, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what?
This might be the municipal plan.
Yeah, it's managed by the town, that's not managed by us.
So, anyway, we're challenging it. I hate to.
Be the
get
next
beyond,
because they're the first case law that comes up.
Well,
there's only one problem being
I would like to see you guys go to the board.
Well, my biggest
I mean,
is
the
when I feel I'm
board.
Right, and I bite off. I'm like a little bulldog.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I'd like to see you guys see them up there and see if they can see how they come up with their grand list to make you in the village.
Oh, we're
going to
look at it.
Lenny and I have already had some go-arounds with my Act 250 permit, too. I'm sure he'd love to see me again.
Well, it's definitely...
Very unfair.
Right.
No, just the basics of it. It's very unfair.
especially after the amount I've poured in.
You have, not to pick on people, but some of these shacks up on High Street, they pay a water fee, bait or an assessment on a home that might be worth $20,000. We're not paying on homes that are $20,000.
Right.
She's paying on a home that's probably $500,000. And it's costing her another $1,000 a year for the stacks, or close to it. And the garage isn't even up yet. You know?
I'm just under five. So I can totally relate.
Oh, $5,000 just for the water and sewer?
No, $500.
Oh,
$500.
Yeah.
But I've got a small
garage. My garage is going to be more than double, if not triple, what my house is. $12,000 just for the town.
So you're constructing a new garage up by your house? Well, actually, yeah, because you and I have talked about the electric app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just dropped off the check.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So it's in the box.
So I can tell them to start?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm very worried after I had to get all my water well tested, all of these new septic design plans done and created.
It's Act 250.
Well, no, just because I don't have a septic system that I have access to. So
you
we had to
no
design a new
one.
Right, because the town water is already tested. I had to retest the well, everything, to get it all planned. I mean, we're estimating between $30,000 and $50,000 up front. It's not a small fee.
So is this a commercial garage?
So it is deemed commercial because of size. But it's not like commercial use.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a business. I don't know how to...
Thank you for your time.
Thank
Again,
you.
Yeah.
I think we want to be reasonable about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to overgrown pissing match over here, but
well,
we want it to be fair.
Well,
right
I think, yeah, and I think you guys are still going to find that knowing where that line is going to be the key to this.
Well, basically, we get no services from the village. They don't plow the road. No water, sewer. We don't have a fire department. We have nothing. But yet we pay the tax, which I understand. But to pay tax on something you don't get, it just isn't fair.
I will have you know, though, that the fire department is setting up at that station, and we do have a crew. It's still through
Orleans.
But they do
I
have
used to be
trucks.
Assistant chief.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, I know. But they were stationed up here, but they do now
yeah,
have equipment here and so forth. So that's kind of exciting. And my son's happy because that's where he's stationed out of. So
I'm too old to climb ladders.
Come on now, Mike.
Yeah, I know that. That feeling, bud.
You know how to get a hold of me, and I'm here.
Thank you for your
Well, it's definitely not over. It's just a matter of, you know, just we got to, I guess, somehow come up with where
that
line is. And that, even with like your, yeah, even with like your brother.
How you assess the tax on something you can't provide?
Yeah, and see, and that was even like the trouble with.
I don't understand the rules of bonds.
Yep, I don't either, but we looked into it, and for years they've been saying, well, how come you're not? And we're like, and so we did
the
research in their general obligation bonds.
Because we were exempt because we had no access to them.
And see, and that's what was the whole big ordeal with your brother, was finding that damn line and having proof of it. Who had
just
the right,
I mean,
the right literature.
Did we find it?
Well, that would definitely, if that line was found and pinned or whatever, then it would be simplified.
Now
definitely
you tax the state.
No,
for
you can't
do it because they're non-profit or whatever.
Do you tax the fairgrounds?
No, they did get
the assessment.
No, yeah. They get water and sewer from Barton Village,
yeah.
And they do pay an assessment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they do have to pay as well. I may have misled you when we spoke too, because like I said, I don't have all the answers.
Well, we'll challenge it further.
Yeah.
If still isn't right.
Right. And I would see, and I would keep on the town up here and just see if they can come up with a reason
look
why
all
they...
those maps. And
yeah, and see how come they can assess you as village, but they can't prove that you're in the village.
Yeah.
And then that would be maybe the first next step And then if you can get that line crossed where you know where it is, then come with us to us again.
Well, that would settle our this totally.
And then they don't actually
have listers, so I don't know how they'll go about doing that, because I just got an assessment notice about NEMC or something coming around.
Yeah, and I don't know. And like I said, I think I was off the board before your brother's deal ended up getting settled, so I don't know how that turned out. So I don't know. Maybe he can kind of include. Yeah, I know. Maybe he can.
Money for both sides.
Well, that's why. It'd be nice if didn't end up that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. There's no,
but there's got to be an easy way. But you know, they were fighting because of where they thought the line was, and we had what we felt at the time where the lines were, and it just didn't match.
Well, I would suggest sometimes you try to look and find where the line is.
Yeah. Well, I know we, like I said, we you were saying in the 1820 or whatever, there was a culvert. Yeah.
I mean, I can show you the old town roads.
Right. I know where that, I've been up there. I cut that all the way up through there. So I know what you mean. Yeah, the old roads and them big maple.
You have sugar lines through there or something now, don't you?
Yeah, but
the village line, from what I could tell on those maps, was
on the interstate side.
The eastern side of that, and that would be the interstate.
And that would be, like I said, then we'd be kind of
I lose my tax dollars.
Well, we're not trying to.
Thank you for your time.
Well,
thank you.
Hopefully, this all works out.
Reasonable people get by reasonably.
Yep.
Right.
Trying to have more money into the town.
Oh, my God.
Have a good night.
Thanks,
sorry
guys.
About
have
the scheduling confusion. Thank you.
I can make them stay here. I'll take this.
Oh, I know.
I walk, actually, now. A little better. Take it easy.
Okay, so it's 8:03. We did not have a reason to go into executive session. We just went back in to finish the privilege of the floor conversation with Natalie and Michael. So I am going to make a motion to adjourn. It's now 8:04 p.m.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next meeting is scheduled Tuesday, October 14th. Thank you.